True or false? Americans drink more wine than the French. The answer might surprise you. It's true. But even though there's a lot of love for wine in the U.S. of A., there is no shortage of myths about wine and how and when you should drink it.
I say right now, and syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg joins us live in studio now to debunk a few of these wine myths in this week's edition of Wine of the Week. All right, the first, Scott, and welcome, by the way.
Hi,
it's always
Scott.
Good to see you.
Hi, Hillary.
The first myth has to deal with the dreaded wine hangover.
Yeah, the red wine. Well, yeah, wine hangover. This is red wine headaches. A lot of people say they get headaches after they drink red wine, and they think it's from the sulfites. Au contraire.
Ah.
Yeah, not true. It's actually not the sulfites. There are more sulfites in white wine and dried fruits than there actually are in red wines. And so what it really is people can develop an allergy to the tannins in wines. That comes from the seeds and the stems and even from the oak barrel aging. Older wines, where the tannins mellow out, might be your best bet. But always remember, drink in moderation and stay hydrated.
All righty, here's another. White wine goes with fish, red wine goes with meat. Myth or fact?
Well, this one isn't actually too bad, and I'm kind of fanatical about my own pairings, but it's a rule. I mean, it's a guideline, not a rule, okay? So you can get over it. Do what feels right. Great example of this. Roasted or grilled salmon, that's a fish, right? I prefer it with Pinot Noir or Barbaresco. Veal chop or pork, you would say, oh, it's meat. You have to have it with red wine. No, try it with a beautiful fat white Rhone, think Viognier or Roussan. It's beautiful.
A lot of people will tell you to open wine up early to let it breathe. Also, some of us have swanky, fancy decanters that gather a lot of dust sometimes. But as far as letting the wine breathe, what's your take on that?
Well, about 80 or 90% of the wines and people I know who drink wine grab a bottle, open it, and drink it. So not all wines are meant to breathe. But those that are, whatever you do, just don't open the bottle and let it sit there because the neck is too narrow to let air get in and really make a difference. Get a decanter.
Okay.
Even use an old water pitcher if you have to. Pour it in there and let the air get to it, but not too much because air can actually oxidize your wine. So there is a fine balance. An hour or two is wine's best friend.
All righty, one more here. And it's the number one wine myth. It has to do with screw tops.
Dun, 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 dun. Yep, screw cap closures indicate a lower quality of wine. Not true. Absolutely not true. And we have the Australians and the New Zealanders to thank for that. They started a revolution about 20 years ago. It's caught on. There are some excellent white wines now and red wines that are being sealed with the screw cap closure. And best of all, it doesn't cause cork taint. That's that horrible little bug that gets into the cork that when you, if it gets infected, it just kills the wine. It makes the wine taste like your grandmother's basement.
Yuck.
Right? And let me tell you, having spent a lot of money on an expensive bottle of wine and then only to open it, only to have it be corked, I'm a screw cap fan.
Real quick before you go, this is no myth. It's a special day in the wine world
it
today.
It is. Today is National Drink Champagne Day. So
yes.
I'm going home now, open up a bottle of champagne, and I'm going to celebrate in style.
Salud. Have a good night. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.